Hey, what's up? This is Josh from JustUsGeeks.com, and you've stumbled upon episode 212 of the Just Us Geeks podcast. Do us a favor, go to facebook.com/JustUsGeeks, give us a like over there, and follow us on Instagram and Twitter. All you got to do is search for at Just Us Geeks. Real easy to do. Follow along with us, do that. If you're listening to us on iTunes, do us a favor and leave us a review. That'd be a great thing for you to do, and it's a great way for others to find the show. So do those things. Joining me for episode 212 of the Just Us Geeks podcast this week is one Logan, bringing all his milkshakes boys to the yard, Johnson's Barnes.
212.
Prison time.
1201. We haven't made it that far yet.
No, 1201 prison time. We're getting there.
800 more episodes to go.
Also joining us for episode 212 of the old Just Us Geeks podcast is Ethan. Pass me another one of those down macaroni.
You want another one?
Yeah, sure do.
Okay. They're pretty good for, you know,
what they
in
are.
In a can.
Yeah. Ding dong.
We're drinking beer right now.
Yes, we are. And James Stratton.
Hey.
I knew it was coming.
Yep.
Hey.
Be energetic.
Hey.
No.
That was a little better.
Bob Dane.
You.
Ding.
Are you going to be the counter?
And the count starts.
All right. So, just a quick note before you get going on the show. If you've listened to the show past couple weeks, you might have noticed some weird audio hiccups. And that's okay. That's just part of it. And so if
we're going to fire our engineer real soon.
No, we're not.
Oh, Josh, you're leaving us? That's okay because I've got this.
You do one April Fool's episode.
It's a coup every week.
It's fine.
It's all mine.
So if there are those, please forgive us as we're working through some audio kinks. I mean, it's a lot better than USB mics and Skype, so.
That's
some
true.
Technical issues.
Yeah.
Technically. Yeah.
It's part of growing.
Technically, it's technical.
Yep.
It's very technical. So.
I'm digging this song. I'm sorry.
Well, it's kind of like a little
Hawaiian-y.
Little Hawaiian-y, because this week we're talking about Pog. It's
and
podcast.
That has what to do with Hawaii?
That's where it came from.
That's where Logan Johnson Barnes comes in.
Yeah, I'm from Hawaii.
No, you wear Hawaiian shirts. You're not from Hawaii.
Wouldn't that be funny is if, like, Logan had somehow managed to go and, like, edit all the Wikipedia articles on the internet?
Oh, like somebody did with the band Saving Abel?
Yeah.
And they made it all wrestlers?
WWE wrestlers.
That was an improvement then.
It was. I
graduated with the former lead singer of that band.
John Cena?
Yeah.
Did they have John Cena as the lead singer of Saving Abel?
And like the lead guitarist was Steve Austin.
Yeah.
The Rock was like the bassist or the drummer or something like that.
Can we go see this band, guys?
I know.
I would watch those guys on stage.
I'd be down with that.
I got to tell you that the band that I'm in right now, we
Napalm
wrote...
Backflip?
What is it?
We don't have a name.
Megaton Dodge Roll.
Stupid. No, we like just were jamming the other day came up with a song. Like, we don't have any lyrics yet. We're working on it. That is better than anything that Saving Abel has put out ever. And we just pulled it out of our Bob Dane in 5 minutes.
Did you guys turn on the keyboard and hit the loop button? And
no.
That just gave you something better.
Did you attempt to be musically bad?
No, we attempted to be musically good.
Okay.
I'll give you, I've got a copy of it on the phone. I'll let you guys listen
to
it.
Okay. All right. Energetic front flip?
Yes. That's exactly what we do.
What was it you called it, Logan? Blues. Energetic front flip? What was it?
Explosive front flip.
Explosive front flip.
And I said he was
flammable kickflip.
Do us a favor. Leave us a comment on Twitter using the hashtag #NameThatBand. Give us a name for James's band, and he'll use whatever name you come up with.
No, he won't.
Yeah, he will.
It is my job to name the band. But,
then use this hashtag.
And I've also got to name the songs, but I've come up with nothing.
Here you go.
Actually,
hashtag #NameThatBand.
So far, I named it Fatty, Scrawny, Lanky, and Baldy.
Eruption 360.
Wait, which one's Baldy? There are two that could be Baldy.
Joey's Baldy.
Okay, I was about to say.
Joey's Baldy.
Okay, that's fine.
And Jason is Lanky.
Okay, that's fine.
Agent Orange Somersault.
No.
Agent Orange, that's terrible. That's not explosive at all.
Stop, drop, and roll.
That's actually pretty good. I'm going to pass that one on.
Okay, that might be good. Stop, drop, and roll. It could be.
I'm going to text them right now.
It could be Stratton in the stop, drop, and rolls. Or
nuclear corkscrew.
Nuclear corkscrew. So this episode's about Pog.
Not my band, somehow.
Yeah. Pog front flip.
Bunker buster.
Anyway, so.
Half gainer. I don't know.
we'll just go back and do this. It sort of feels right. So last week, we used a little bit of the last part of the episode to talk about Pog. Logan went out and spent his allowance on Pogs this week.
I got so many cool Pogs, Josh.
And he spent his lunch money.
And so we're gonna talk about Pogs. So the opening music was kind of Hawaiian-y, Logan, because why?
Because Pog came from Hawaii.
No, it didn't.
Yeah, it did.
It came from a magazine, and they gave me some free ones. No, and then I started buying
those them. Are your personal Pogs, James. The game, the concept difference? Of Pog.
He and I have also had this like running argument. We've argued a lot over Pogs the past couple days, but like we've also had this running argument about whether you say Pog or Pogs. I'm saying it's just Pog. Just
it's,
Pog.
It's Pogs. Oh, my God.
I think James wins.
You winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Dumb son of a...
Bob Dean.
Oh, my God.
That's I'm sorry. Four.
Explosive kickflip.
That's four.
He's a... Yeah, keep stacking them.
I'm going to keep stacking them.
Stack them. Don't give it to him. Stack them behind the box. Anyway, so Pog came from Hawaii. And tell us the basis of Pogs, Logan, for those two people who don't know about Pog.
Well, Pog.
People, although I will say.
People Logan's age.
Let me preface this by saying when we were in Nashville over the weekend, we went to like a couple of places that like I've bought collectibles and comic
old
books,
toys.
Old toys and stuff from. Yeah. And like we would just be like, you guys got any Pogs? And these people's faces would just light up and say, no.
Oh.
We had one.
Oh, my God, really?
We no. had one that I was like, this is the one.
We had one guy who was like, Pogs? I expected him to like lean on the counter and be like,
let me tell you something,
you
sonny.
Want some Pogs? You're going to have to come downstairs come to with the back get these room. Pogs. Yeah.
What's the password?
But like he's like, we Pogs get Pogs forever. Sometimes, but right now. We're sold out of Pogs.
And one guy was like, we get calls like once a month for people who are asking like, you guys buy Pogs? And we're like, hell no, we don't buy Pogs.
But Pogs are, if you were not born in the 90s or from that era.
Or the 80s.
Yeah, you need to be born in the 80s. So you can be.
So
yeah.
You could literally enjoy them in the 90s.
They are, they're still around. They are little cardboard discs, also called milk caps sometimes.
Because they came from under bottles.
Bottle right. caps, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they were what helped people have sanitary bottles.
Yeah. Pog, P-O-G, comes from the original...
All right, Tim Murphy.
Comes from the original
that
name
is a horrible
of the drink.
Pour.
Worth it. It's all foam. It's all foam, man.
Pomegranate, orange, and...
I heard you liked this.
And grape. Guava.
Oh, guava.
Guava, yeah.
Wait, bat?
Bob Dean. No,
that's
guano.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
You got one of those Hillary Clinton pours going on there.
Yeah, you did.
I was going to say, like Ted, so I was going to give it to him.
Oh, no, he doesn't, though.
So, Pogs.
Pogs. And then they made a game out of them. You would stack your Pogs up. And then you would take a coin or other heavier
Is
objects.
It true that, like, the zoo workers in Panama used to do this because they had to distract themselves from all kinds of horrific things?
I don't know about that. I know.
Why does Panama have to be related to every little thing?
Are you talking about the petting zoo down in Panama?
That big one. Yeah. So it's really not anything to do with that, no. But like I'm assuming that this game got started because people were poor as hell.
This was back in the 20s and 30s. Like,
didn't come around until the 90s.
No, well,
but my thing is, we're getting there.
My thing is,
somebody,
you did it.
I didn't do it.
Somebody got in a rowboat and rowed from Hawaii to the mainland. We got new
there's game. We come with games.
I shall trade you pogs.
And I have no idea why I made it like Bill Cosby-esque.
But my thing
the
is...
The whole island's asleep.
And then you slam it. And
we did you slam it and pudding pop.
You sound like Adam Sandler.
Do I really?
Yeah.
An Adam Sandler trying to do an impression pop. Of Bill Cosby?
Eight crazy nights.
But
anyway, we're talking about pogs.
You got a big pog over there too, Logan. That's
the mat, the pog mat. Mm-hmm. But
so can we take pictures and put them up on the website?
Yeah, we're going to do this.
Okay.
But I have a question.
Your questions will be destroyed by answers.
Prior to this getting licensed out, and the people who started this, were they just using the caps of milk bottles?
Yeah, like just random blank ones, right?
So,
yeah, or whatever brand it happened to be.
I'm guessing that they probably use the actual caps is the slammers, correct?
Yeah, the things the to knock caps. The...
Yeah,
you could use those. They would just stack them up, and they'd take turns throwing their disc either on top or from the side or different techniques to flip them over.
No, not from the side. Let's just go on and squelch that right now.
That is a thing that some people do where they like bounce it off the ground.
Oh, my God.
Pretty sure you're wrong on that one.
Yes. We had this discussion the other day when I got mine in, and we had a little test run of the pogs. Hold on. Okay, it's getting a little...
That's a very weak stream. Yeah.
Well, it is a Yingling.
Yeah.
But anyway, so Logan and I went to Pog while Dan was studying for Jeopardy the other night, and that was bad.
As he does.
Yeah, as he does. And Logan's just like, he has all these rules that he's pulled out of his pog hole. And we're like, but
standards
have you,
of fairness.
But we're like, have you played this game before?
Yeah, he was one.
Yeah.
When it became popular in America.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you never played before the other day.
I did look up significant amount.
There's something about when Logan explains the rules to something, the first reaction that you have is you're making that up.
Yeah.
You're like, when he tries to explain rules to card games to me, I'm going, that's not possibly a rule in this game.
He's like, yeah, it is.
Because he's like, you can take the slammer, turn it sideways, and just like throw it down.
You can just stand there and shut up and be quiet. You take it.
You can use the edge of the slammer as a...
You cannot.
It's a technique called the dart. Look it up.
It's a technique called the illegal move.
Yes.
You look it up.
I'm sorry, but I'm a purist.
Bob James.
And we don't do it that way.
No.
We
just don't. You say that if you miss, you get to throw again.
House rules.
No.
Yeah.
That's a stupid rule.
No, house rules are prevalent in Pog because...
And so is 1201.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but we did not declare prison rules before we started playing.
Oh,
so.
Prison rules are
prison
always
rules
in effect.
Prison rules are standard.
Always in effect, sir.
If pogs are on the line, there has to be some kind of structure. Strict.
Okay, so let's set it up like this.
Hey, Ian.
What's up?
By the way, Ian is a pog snob.
He's never played pog
until tonight.
Until literally like an hour ago.
And he almost beat Logan.
Ago. Yeah.
Yeah, like he lost by one.
Yeah.
So run through the setup of a game.
Okay. Two players or more come together and they decide on how many pogs are going to be on
pog
the stack.
Me.
Usually anywhere from 12 to 16 pogs is the recommended amount. You okay there, buddy?
Yeah.
He just swallowed a lot of head.
Yeah, it was not good. You know that feeling when you wake up and got a mouthful of head? It's just foamy and gross.
We should just start over.
No, this is great.
No, we're
leaving it in.
You stack up the pogs.
Yeah.
Everybody puts theirs in, and then you take turns.
Wait, tell them how you stack them up.
Now, see, they're most commonly carried in, like, these little plastic tubes that, like, either hold 10 or 500.
Yeah, there is no in-between.
No, really, because, like, I know the tube that I had when I was a kid was a large tube. I mean, I could have probably 500 pogs in that thing. Ian Pog 1. And, like, it was easier to be like, okay, we're going to do 10 of Logan's pogs, 10 of my pogs, put them in the tube, and then, whoop, turn them upside down.
Yep.
And you have to face them face down or face up, Logan?
Either you can pick either or. Commonly, it's
okay, face down.
So earlier when I said it's face up, he was like, no, that's not how you do it.
It's easiest to do it face down because most are white on the back.
Yeah.
with the exception of like special editions. And
I'm just saying, like, he was adamant that I was wrong.
I know.
Because I was like, I know that we used to stack them picture up.
Yeah.
My POG rules say face down. But
oh, my God. There are no official POG rules.
And see, that is the thing. Number one, that is the thing. Unfortunately, there are like no sanctioned rules for this. It's pretty much just however, you know, how it goes, right?
Except for throwing it down
sideways. There are actual
like sideways.
POG tournaments.
Where are these tournaments?
There were.
Well, they're not anymore because it's 2016.
Yeah, but the rules still stand.
POGs haven't been in for 20 years.
No, they don't. They don't stand if the game doesn't really stand.
Some things had to change, admittedly. Like I haven't even
like what people spend their money on.
Like you're darting.
You can dart.
I used air quotes.
You can dart. You cannot. I'm sorry.
You cannot.
Totally dart.
You cannot.
I'm going to get us an air quote sound. Yes, just especially for Logan from now yeah. on. So it's going to be like a shah or something. Like, pocket sand.
I'm just saying, if POGs are in the line, there has to be some kind of rules. I'm not letting my POGs go to your bull crap. I'm sorry.
Okay, what do you consider to be my bull crap?
Your bull crap?
Like your giant challenge coin. Oh, yeah, it's like a 50-pound coin.
Did we not read...
Oh, my God. How heavy... The thing is not 50 pounds.
Did we not read about how POG is still super popular in the military? And yep. why? Challenge coin!
Yeah, but not all challenge coins are 6-inch pieces of steel.
Sir, that is a standard challenge
coin.
Yeah,
I was going to say, that is an actual challenge
standard
coin.
Challenge coin. Yep, you can go buy one on this website, have one custom made, because I considered doing jug challenge coins about 2 or 3 months ago. Then I'm going to do jug slammers out of them, but, you know, still.
There was a organization called the World POG Federation, the WPF.
The World yeah. POG Federation, yeah.
It was a tournament. And they issued special POGs.
Tournament milk. POGs, yeah.
Tournament POGs. Year. And
was it where those Casper POGs came from?
Yeah, yeah, man.
Well, Wikipedia...
Christina Ricci Casper.
Wikipedia has it listed as POGs with an S and not POG.
Okay.
For multiples.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. Okay.
Professional professional organization of POGs. This may not be the right
thing. POG.
POG. But regardless, you stack them up and then you slam your slammer on it. And when they flip over, either to their backside or their front side, depending on how you orient it. You score those POGs. Those are your POGs to keep if you are playing for keeps.
It's probably not wise to stack like 50 up.
No, you want to go 12 to 16 is the recommended, but you can go as high as 20 or 30 without too bad.
50, 60.
That's too many, man. They're just going to make a mess at that point.
Your face is a mess.
But then you just you take turns slamming the stack.
Your face is
and
a mess.
When they've all run out, everybody gets the POGs that they flipped. If you flipped one, well, you're out your four other POGs. And then whoever has the most wins. But everybody kind of wins because they go home with something unless you didn't flip anything, which can happen.
And see, that's why I had this long conversation with my mother about this. Okay. You know, because I was a kid. We were kids. It's not like we drove to the POG store ourselves and bought these things.
It wasn't a POG store.
You know, I mean, no. I mean, and I know they weren't as cheap then as they are now. But, like, you know, I mean, I know that when we played, and this is where the house rules come into play. Like, when we played, I guarantee you I probably never, like, swapped out POGs unless I was like, hey, James, I got some cool POGs. You want to trade POGs? It was not like... playing for keeps on that level. Yeah. I know I played for keeps for like slammers and stuff.
Yep. Now, yeah, I did play for slammers, but POGs, I would just, like, if I got a set and I was like, oh, I've got multiples of this
right,
POG,
right.
I would swap them out. I like trading cards.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Because, like, okay, what I did when I ordered two sets. I ordered this 102-piece set that came with, like, a bunch of random old POGs and a Marvel pack and an NHL pack to give you two slammers. Slammers, because they're barely,
yeah, they're lightweight. They're
the world's worst. But the
jellies, man.
The other set that I ordered was the Michael Jordan He's Back edition from Upper Deck, and
Upper Decker.
Yeah, and so it was like when MJ came back with the number 45, they did this POG set for him, and it came with a little POG board, a little teeny tiny POG board. And a bunch of MJ POGs. It came with 23 MJ Pogs. The rest were random Pogs. Because the whole thing, my whole thing I thought used to be, you play with the random Pogs and you trade or bet with the good Pogs. You know what I'm saying? Because you don't want to damage them, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'll bet you for your Frieza Pog, and you can bet me for my Goku Pog, but I don't really want to play with
them. We're not going to put them on the stack.
No.
There are multiple ways you can bet. You can do the... All right, I really want that one Pog, but I don't want to risk anything else. So
I bet
this good Pog against your good Pog, and whoever gets the highest score wins. We swap back our regular Pogs at the end of the game.
Here, check out the Slammers that came in my MJ set.
Okay, now that's better than what your other ones
were.
That's
still very lightweight metal.
Very barely. Like,
it's a 45 Pog, though. That's pretty cool.
It's his number 45 Pog, yeah.
It's a Slammer.
But it's kind of garbage.
Yeah, it's not.
Have you tried slamming with that one?
Yeah, I have.
I bet it has no lift.
Well, kind of. And, you know, like, this is where we're going to talk about the game a little bit. And what you guys have sort of found out playing over there around tonight is it's all about technique, right? Like,
well, you got to know when to use what slammer.
Don't do it with my Jordan Pog.
Oh, don't do it.
No.
Oh,
no, not bad. You. I was talking about James throwing
drop
it.
A slam there, Ian.
Okay. Let's see how many I flip over. I only have a stack.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, drop a slam. Like, why don't you go drop a deuce, Ian?
I'm trying to take a slam
and Pog at the same time.
Well,
it's got some bounce on it.
Well, Ian, you got a little flip technique that's kind of cool, though.
He does. There are multiple techniques for slamming the stack.
Techniques.
One of them is called the dart, in which you hold it and strike the stack with your
edge. Let me tell you about
how that would damage the pogs, and it's not
damage
legal.
Your pogs, yeah. But yeah. It's legal.
Well, let me
it's not legal.
Yeah, let me tell you about some techniques that you know nothing about.
Ooh,
did you get any flips on that one?
Nope.
Yeah, that just is garbage.
Yeah. Here, take that slammer back.
That's why I'm going to use my good one. It's kind of cool, though. It's like
a neat slammer.
Yeah, it's kind
of cool looking. I had some Ninja Turtle jellies.
Jellies.
I've been looking at the jellies on eBay.
Explain the jelly slammer.
Well, I mean, it's basically just a slammer, but it's gel filled.
Yeah.
Instead of it's not like steel,
so it have bounce.
Yeah, it's got more bounce, and they used to, like the technique was you'd rub it and like get it real warm, so it, like the gel would be liquid, like you know.
So it bounces back.
Little kid psyching yourself up.
It was like holding down like or like pressing A and B on Pokemon. It did nothing. But they were heavier, and they just looked cool.
Yeah, they did.
They were
really
just
cool.
Awesome looking slammers.
Hey, I got a Mario Lemieux. And a Bill Pullman as the dad from the movie Casper.
I was kind enough to
trade.
Give Ian some Pogs.
And I chose.
He didn't
Mario
give them.
You.
He took them from me.
I gave him two Pogs.
No, they did a trade. They did a trade.
Yeah, we did a trade. I traded him that one. And my choices were
the Night Pog.
The Night Pog. Which, what was the Night Pog?
It's just a Pog with a Night on it.
Yeah. And I got Bill Pullman as the dad in the movie Casper and Mario Lemieux.
Yeah.
The Casper ones are kind of cool.
I think I won.
But
winner, chicken dinner.
I think you did kind of win that.
Yeah,
but yeah, there were multiple ways to bet, and you could bet slammers. Like if you had,
well, that's all we did at school.
Yeah, that's really all we did because, like, betting, Logan, you probably do want that Goku one of mine. There's a couple of years that I think I would like to bet you for, play you for. But like, really, it was all about the slammer because that's where the advantage is.
Yep.
Right. I mean, there's technique. Technique does come into play because Logan has been pogging out his technique and it's getting pretty good. But like, really, the advantage is a slammer.
Like 4 or 5 on average. That's pretty good.
The advantage is a slammer, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you've got that heavy Bob James Mortal Kombat slammer.
It is not as heavy as that challenge coin, that's for sure.
It's not my fault.
I like that weight, though. I like that weight because it's accurate. I can get it like right on top of the stack. And that really comes into play, too. It depends on your own throwing style. You got to find a slammer that fits in your hand nice.
I just can't believe we're doing a podcast. I'm sorry.
Yeah, podcasting it.
But
yeah.
After like reading about Pog and playing with the discs and stuff, there's a lot of depth to Pog. Like if you get into it, I mean.
But nobody's,
how so?
Nobody's into
like
it.
Like I said, the slammer selection, like that's very important. I mean, depending on what grip you like to use to throw it and what surface you're playing on even can make a difference on slammer choice.
But why did it go away? Here's the kicker.
I think my theory is in the mid-90s, it faded out. It had its heyday. It was pretty popular quickly. For 3 or 4 years, and then it kind of just went out.
Because it's just a bunch of stamped out circles of cardboard.
I think that's part of it. It was a fad for sure.
Yeah.
It's like Pokemon cards, but back in the day. I mean, Pokemon stuck around and Pogs didn't.
I think a large part of it though was school bannings.
I mean, like when you take away the ability to play it
at school.
Yeah, then, I mean like, it's gonna, over. Yeah.
I mean, Pokemon was fortunate enough to survive through that because it didn't have a large gambling aspect, but there were kids out there betting hundreds of pogs on games at school, and that created problems. And I think a large problem would have been somebody like, oh, if I bet my Frieza pog and I lost it to Josh, I'd go cry to the teacher because I lost that pog.
Well, I mean, they're Bob James everywhere. So.
Yeah. But you know? I think that could have been a major problem as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think that was an issue. I mean, obviously, it had to have been an issue because there was a reason it went away for some reason, and I'm betting that's one of them. Because for me personally, that's why I remember them going away. But at the same time, you know, I think that like with everything that's pop culture-y, you do have, you know, the cycle, but. What we learned sort of just on accident last weekend when we were out looking for them, everybody knew what they were.
Yeah, like pogs are ingrained,
yeah,
man.
It's like maybe you don't remember the exact thing that you did, and maybe you don't remember like all of the pogs that you had, but you remember doing it, and like you remember the nostalgia of it, and it just disappeared. It seemed like it disappeared overnight. I mean, I know it didn't, but like... It sort of feels that way, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it's one of those things that, like, I think if you started going to conventions and people were, like, playing Pog, you'd be like, Pog? Hell, I forgot all about Pog.
I could buy some Pogs.
Yeah. And so that would be a thing.
And they are super cheap now. Like, you can get 100 Pogs for $10. Like, that's pretty much what we paid on Amazon for our 100
and,
Pogs.
And really, it just depends where you look. I mean, yeah. You can get sets of 500 for less than 20.
Off Amazon or eBay.
And I found an article in the New York Times that was dated March the 22nd, 1995.
Oh, my God.
To end Pog fights, schools ban game.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So,
Pog fights.
They focus on this school in Wormleysburg, Pennsylvania.
Wormleysburg? That's not real.
Oh, Wormleysburg. Wormleysburg.
That sounds like.
Let's see.
You have to ride the magic school bus to get there to Wormleysburg.
Let's see. What do they say? Schools around the country are finding it's easier to ban Pogs. The Hawaiian disc game that is supplanting children's pastime like marbles, than to spend hours straightening out schoolyard fights.
I don't remember people like physically fighting about them.
I don't either.
Oh, yes. O.J. Simpson had a whole line of Pogs, sir.
Yes,
oh,
yeah. But have you read this one?
What was that?
There were some bad Pogs.
Yeah. The OJ line there is...
Read what's on the Pog.
Zoom in for him.
Okay. But yeah. I think the array of designs helped it as well.
Yeah. Well, like, because a lot of the Pogs that I got in mind, you know, are very, very, like, I guess you could say retro now because it is 90. And I like them. Like, I like the design of them. And, like, you have some in your set, and you just don't think they're that great. But, like, for me, there's some of the ones that I don't want to play with that I want to, like, you know, keep out.
Hang on to, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, like, the foil ones are really cool, but, like, those are super awesome, too.
Did you get any holographics? Did you know there was holographic ones?
Right.
The foil, that's really...
Yeah, we got some foily ones.
Are you talking about like the lenticular holograms?
Yeah,
the plasticky kind of... I've seen those.
I had some of those.
I want to say there was a Batman set that had lenticular ones like that. They did Pogs for everything, though. There's like Nintendo Pogs out there.
Disney Pogs.
Yeah,
I mean, it was an easy, cheap thing to make that you could just license the hell out of and... Put stuff that people like on it and be like, okay, so it's like, you know, It's like some weird version of baseball cards that you can actually play a game with, which is...
And I think that helped. That's cool side to it.
Yeah, because sure. I can remember probably around the time that all of this started going, I was super into baseball cards and basketball cards and football cards. I had books, like big binders full of cards that I was taking to school and trading. And it became an issue that at the time when I was like in a... 6th, 7th, 8th grade, that they started banning kids bringing baseball cards to school because it was essentially the same thing. Like, I might have convinced some kid to trade me a really awesome card and I was going to give him three crappy cards, and then that kid went home and it told his parents, like, yeah, I gave him this card and I got these three worthless cards, and they're like...
And then that kid's mom shows up and is like, I'm going to kill you.
Yeah, it's like, I want you to get that back for my child. That was a really valuable card. And I'd be like, no, I'd trade it fair and square.
But no, your kid's an idiot.
Yeah. Otherwise, if it had been Pogs, I'd been like, no, he lost it fair and square on the game board. No,
I mean, it's the same principle, really.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I didn't get into this game at all. I kind of judged all those that sat over against the wall like they were shooting a game of dice or something like that, playing this thing.
Playing their Pogs.
Yeah, playing their Pogs and being like, you throw something real hard at it until it flips over and then you pocket it.
See, I was too young for Pog.
Yes, like you were an infant.
You were one.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I remember my brother's best friend had a ton of Pogs, and I remember seeing them.
But
like
internationally, Pog stayed around a lot longer than it did in the U.S.
Yeah, so. Pog, the modern version, actually, a lot of it was produced in Canada. And even to this day, they do like
Canada has a lot of cardboard.
They have like
obviously
and apologies.
sorry,
I'm taking your poggy.
Sorry, so sorry.
No, they respect each other. They know that they've lost that pog as soon as it's flipped, so they have no hard feelings.
I want a Rob Ford pog.
A Rob Ford
since
pog.
He's dead now.
I want some Nickelback pogs.
Look at this pog I got.
Yeah, nobody would want to win those from you. I know.
I'd be like,
he's got a squirrel on it.
I'm gonna put in the Pog tube 10 of mine. You're gonna put in 10 of yours, but we don't get to see which ones they are.
Oh man!
When you flip them over, they're
look at this pile of Pogs.
They're all Chad Kroger.
One of them's got a frog.
Yeah, they're all Chad Kroger Pogs.
The other one is my balls.
Oh my God!
One of the Pogs is a picture of Chad Kroger holding up a photograph, and it just says, "Look at this photograph."
I can see that being a Pog.
Have you seen that's the meme that's been going around of the circle game? Is look at this photograph.
And he's holding up a picture of
the finger circle. Yeah, get a finger circle Pog. So when that flips,
now I get to punch you.
Yeah.
I take your Pogs and I get to hit you.
I will say, I have been looking online to see if people are doing like custom Pogs and Slammers, and I'm having a real tough time finding anybody doing that.
We found that one website that looked like it was made on GeoCities in 1989. Yeah.
I don't think I want to send them any money.
We got to do it like Western Union or Money Order.
With PurPal.
You know what I think you should do? I think you should start doing it and selling it just so you can wait and see how long it takes to get a cease and desist order from all whatever properties that you just start printing out
Blamco
on your computer. Yeah.
Blamco Pogs.
No, I can't find anywhere that's selling gel slammers.
No.
They must have been super popular.
They
like,
were.
They got to be
see,
the thing.
And see, here's the thing. I think like this is the stuff that like teachers confiscated and trashed. So like... Like
they just, they're all gone.
If you're in your mid 30s, you might have had them and they got taken and you never saw them again because people are, you know, like the people that I'm running into are like, I don't know what happened to my Pog. They got ripped from you at school, and there's like a Pog closet at elementary schools all across the world.
Say, if you work at a school, check your like taken up items section and see if there are boxes of Pogs.
Your taken up items section?
You might be able to sell a whole box of those for
10 cents.
Yep.
$25.
Or if you went to school there and you're now a teacher, you could find your old Pog.
True. You can get your old collection back.
Oh, man. My Ninja Turtle Slammer.
God. But, like, it's crazy how it's just... Because, you know, you can dig and dig and dig on the internet and find, like, ALF episodes. You know what I'm saying? Like... Yep. It's taken some real doings.
You can get some ALF Pogs, man. What are you talking about?
Well, it's taken some real doings to find anybody who's like very active with this or actively doing anything with this. Because everybody has like some kind of knowledge about it. I mean, like, you knew about it, but you never even played it.
Yeah, I knew what Pogs were, but I was like, well, it was, you know, just a distant
since
thing.
Since we've got this whole, everybody's going on a nostalgia click, you know, it was just, it's bring just, it back, man. But
that's my idea.
But the thing is, Pog is fun. Like, I have enjoyed doing
this.
Well,
hold on. Logan's, you know, saying that something's fun, we should abandon it.
Yep. Wow. He hates everything.
I'm saying Pog is
fun. I talked about how the Dark Tower started filming today, and he was like, man, the Dark Tower, man.
But Pogs, man, you gotta Pog it up.
He's sad about Dark Tower.
If we're going to play Pog, like, you got to have ground rules. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
There has to be some...
If you're going to play in
system.
Texas, you got to have a fiddle in the band.
Yeah, yeah. Like that. You got to have a system for Pogs.
Well,
I mean, just like basic courtesies, because
no,
we're not
darts.
Children anymore.
Yeah, and darts, that the dart is not approved. It is not an approved thing at
ever.
All.
Never,
no.
Ever.
And, you know, like, you got your big old Pog mat over there. That's fine, but, like, if we'll say, like, you know, like, you go, okay, let's say this. Let's say, like, we're going to take our Pogs one night soon over to one of our local game stores, you and I are.
Yeah.
And we're just going to go in there and Pog it.
Just set up at Glebe.
And get made fun of.
Just set up at Glebe and just start playing some games.
James,
Pog.
Are you telling me that people playing Magic the Gathering are going to make fun of us?
For playing Pog?
Oh, my God, that would be amazing.
Because I'm going to be like, raise your hand if you ever boned a woman. Oh, look, it's just me in here. I'm the clear winner.
And Logan just sits.
Logan's got some Pog.
He's like, I got my slammer.
And a lot of lonely hearts, oh yeah.
They've heard the first issues of How to Date Logan Barnes. They know what's going
so
on.
So, like, Logan and I, we go, and we're just going to set up, and we're like, all right, we're playing Pog.
Pog date.
We're Pogging it. If, like, people came over to watch, what do you think that they would say the rules of Pog are?
I would say, like, somebody's inevitably going to ask, are you playing for keeps? Because there's going to be that one guy that knows, obviously.
Well, I mean...
But he's going to try to get your slammer.
But, like, are you playing for keeps for slammers? Are you playing for keeps for Pogs? Are you playing for keeps for your house? I mean, what are you playing for? Because we're
adults. Oh, my God.
We're
the house on the line?
We're
pink
adults
slips.
Now.
Pink slips.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, like, well, this is adult Pog.
I mean, I will play you for your house.
I mean, bring
you... I'll totally put Brent's house up for...
You're on.
For wager on.
Yours is my Frieza Pog.
Yeah, you're on. Frieza Pog for Brent's house.
Brent's house, Frieza Pog. That is a fair trade.
I know Brent is going to be listening to this. I'll let you know how it goes.
He's going to be so excited to get this Frieza Pog.
You might actually.
Brent, you lost your house.
You got 30 days to
get out. Yeah, get out. It's my Pogged in now. It's the new Justice Geek studio.
I think one of the problems with Pog, though, is that there were so many different rule sets. I think, like, you had kids from two different schoolyards. If they got together, they would argue more because they would be like,
okay,
well, we play it this way in my
fights.
School.
Yeah, okay, so here's the thing. If I got into a fight with a kid from another school, it doesn't matter. Like, you can agree to the terms, but at the end of it, like, it's just a butt whooping, you know? And it's the same thing with this. At the end of it, it's just, you got some milk caps, I've got my little coin, and I'm going to throw them at it, and they're going to flip over, and I'm going to win. That's, like, that's the bottom line.
And you're going to lose your car.
Yeah, like, this, but, and I get to shave you bald.
But there has to be standards so no one feels cheated in the end.
Well, how are you going to feel cheated? You're a grown man.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if he uses his brick of a challenge coin over there, that's a little...
It's not a challenge. It's not a brick. That is a slammer.
It's the perfect slammer.
No, it's way too heavy.
No, I'm telling you, the slammer I had when I pogged as a kid was heavier than this.
Are you saying that because you had little kid strength back then?
No, I'm saying
that... Talking about little kid strength?
Yeah. I'll kick you in the
leg. I just think if you're betting something or putting something on the line, even if they are worthless pogs, there has to be regulation. There has to be.
Okay.
You are like, just like.
Good job, Dave.
Jeez. Stop.
Look at this mess he made.
He's just like,
did you
slamming
just spill it on my
down.
Pog?
I don't have a maid.
Yeah, you do. His name's Logan Barnes.
Look at these cans everywhere.
We're going to cut off your hair. So
there you go. Yeah. We are going to shave you bald.
Bald for Pog.
We'll Pog for it.
Okay. But like, okay, so what are you saying you want the ground rules to be?
I feel like there should be a maximum weight on slammers for sure.
And you get to decide the weight. Okay, maximum weight, 10 pounds.
10-pound slammers?
Yeah, 10-pound slammer.
This is my brick. It is my slammer.
Quarter-pound cheeseburger. That's the maximum weight.
Well, we did use the thing for a disc golf, so
yeah.
Food is always in play.
Yeah, yeah.
You can use a Crunchwrap slider.
Yeah, a Crunchwrap
from
slider.
From Taco Bell as a disc. Yeah. It does not go very far, fair warning. No.
You played it, though.
I played the lay.
I will say this is directly from Wikipedia, so take it for... Nothing. Know, whatever you want.
Remember us talking about how Logan edited that before he came over?
Metal slammers are not allowed in some games because they are typically heavier than other materials.
Okay, then you can't use your Mortal Kombat.
Giving the player with the first turn an unfair advantage.
Okay, yeah. That's fine. I'll use this plastic one.
I'm fine with that because that's not super duper heavy. It's not as heavy as your challenge
coin. I'm going to use my challenge coin. That's just the bottom line.
Yeah, hands down.
Yeah.
You just got wrecked.
Yeah.
Wrecked.
Yeah, I'm going to use my challenge coin. If you're going to use your Mortal Kombat slammer, I'm going to use my challenge coin.
I feel like if we were to bring Pog back...
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you're going to bring Pog back.
I'm just saying, if we were going to bring Pog back, if we were going to host Pog tournaments mm-hmm. where Pogs were on the line...
Where are you going to host these tournaments at, man?
We go to
Brent's house
all the time. Yeah, I own Brent's house now. So.
At the Pogden.
The Pogden.
Welcome to Pogden.
You looking for Pogs?
We got them.
Yeah.
You got the password?
Yeah.
Pogs forever.
You got it.
Pogs for life.
Living that Pog life.
Gel slammer.
Living that Pog life.
It's the jellies, man.
Yeah.
Jellies.
So, okay, continue your thought for bringing Pogs back.
It's like any other sport or activity, you would have to have ground
audience. Are you yeah, that too. Are you saying that like...
Sell tickets?
That,
I don't know.
That my slammer is like the equivalent of... Like
steroids,
the roid era of baseball.
Yeah.
No,
it's the equivalent of corking your bat.
No, absolutely not.
I think it's what he's trying to say.
No, because I can throw any slammer harder than you.
Yeah,
that's the bottom line.
That's fine. That's fine.
But Stone Cold just said so.
Yeah.
But there's a difference between, you know, a guy hitting a home run without roids and a guy knocking it out of the park when he's all juiced. I mean, that's
not really.
Yeah,
it still goes out of the park. Yeah. You still get a point for it.
Yeah, but one has
a point.
An asterisk.
I believe you mean a run.
One of those things. Fireworks go off, or that's what I remember from Super Bases Loaded.
Is that the one with the cannon arms?
No, no, that's
there was a
Metroid
and Mega Man.
Mega Man.
No, yeah. There was a
Mega Man.
A Nintendo baseball game.
He's playing baseball.
It was like robots.
Mega.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about. No, that's not that one. These are dudes.
Yeah.
Regular dudes.
Dude.
Real human beings.
I'll bring it over to Pogden. I've got it upstairs, too.
Yeah.
Did you know that there's a version of the game called Pog Baseball?
Yes.
I did not know that. Yeah. What is that?
Let's see. Here's another way to score plenty of fun with Pog Milk Caps. Use extra Pog Milk Caps to keep track of any runners on base. Number one, the player who's up throws at a stack of four Pog Milk Caps. If one is flipped, it's a single. If two, it's a double, blah, 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 blah.
Oh, okay. I see that.
If no Milk Caps are flipped, it's an out. Restack after each throw. When the first player who's up has three outs, then it's the other player's turn to throw for a hit. In baseball, runs are scored when a runner reaches home after 6-9 innings of play. Just like baseball, the player with the most runs wins. There you go. Very simple.
Nice.
Yeah. So there are variations of Pog. You could
because all I did was I Googled, you know, Pog rules, and I'm getting a lot of little. I'm looking through images now, which is several images of printed
Pog rules.
Yeah, Pog rules
that Logan said weren't around.
Hmm.
I did say they were around.
You said that they weren't. You said that.
Is there anything?
There's no like tournament rules.
I'm trying to find something that.
Is there anything about darting?
No, and I'm looking for A, anything about darting, or B, anything about weight, size, whatever.
I'm gonna link him to the darting article.
Yeah, I don't want to read your stupid.
I believe your article's wrong.
It's not wrong.
It's stupid and wrong.
You guys,
Darting's dumb.
How is darting any more unfair than ridiculous just, challenge coin?
Because you'll damage pogs, and it's, I mean, it's just an unfair advantage.
See, now I can see that. I can see why the damaging the pogs would be a valid reason. I can agree to that.
Okay, then there you go. Darting is illegal in our
game. That's right.
Well, if we're setting rules, challenge coins are illegal.
No, they're not.
No.
You've been outvoted.
Yeah, let's vote on it. You fail.
Okay, so I found a website that is milkcatmania.
I think that's the one that I found the darting.
This sounds like a weird Tumblr that you go to when you're a little
lonely.
Well,
this was, it's slamming techniques is a category. It says taken from the unofficial Pog and Cap Players Handbook by Jason Page.
Okay, so we need to find Jason Page and interview him.
Oh, he's dead.
Okay.
He died of a Pog overdose.
Somebody Pogged him. They slammed him to death.
When it comes to slammer style and perfect Kenny, K-I-N-I?
That's another name for a slammer.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Control.
Stupid.
You need to read this.
That's blah, like blah, blah. The British
name. You
had
a nice little
slammer.
Sexy growl in your voice there for a second.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is Ian. Like, I'm checking the facts.
My name's Ian.
I'm not wearing hockey pants.
Dart. Here's a dart. This is the basic standard all-purpose shot. It can be used either as a long-range or a short-range slam. Learning is a must. The grip is simple. Hold the slammer between your thumb and forefinger as though it were a dart.
And then pitch it, I guess.
Because that's super accurate.
Yeah. It's for long range.
Then you slam it.
Yeah, when you're having to play one table over.
Yeah, you're like...
Yes. You could do distance pog. That was a thing.
Oh, that's so stupid.
There's a shot called the googly.
That's a wicked googly. What
you
is that?
You got a wicked googly shot.
What is that?
To the untrained eye, this shot.
You're not a pog master.
To the other four people who didn't write this.
Well, to the untrained eye, this shot looks like a dart. But there's an important difference. The slammer is held between the thumb and third finger while the second finger lies on top. As the slammer is released, the second finger is flicked down to spin the slammer. This slam may take time to master, but it's well worth the effort.
I can see that.
Yeah,
it is most effective as a long-range shot when the combination of power and spin is devastating. Now, talk about long-range and short-range shots. I can remember like dudes up against the wall, like huddled around a stack of pogs. Like, I promise you thought they were... throwing dice.
Yeah.
Hear them clickety clack, man.
would step like way back from the stack and flick that thing like it was.
Just to be like, look at me. I have a huge eighth grade dong. No, I mean, what? It's so stupid.
Pretty much.
Why are we talking about eighth grade dongs?
Well, why would you give yourself a disadvantage? I mean, like, we've talked about how it's all technique, right? This is all technique.
Yeah.
Because the harder you throw it does not necessarily equate to a better slam. So why the hell would you be like, look at me. I'm going to stand 3 feet away and hope that I even hit a
Bob Dean
pog.
Well, because some of our best flips, we're only like an inch, 2 inches above the stack when we drop
it
down.
So why would you need to wicked googly it or stand from like the Hubble telescope?
Now, look
thank
at this.
You, God, for that awesome picture you took.
There is a throw called tournament throw, and it says this was the only grip allowed in official POG tournaments
in
America.
That was the
two finger.
The two fingers.
Where you basically...
I have played like this.
Basically, if you turn your hand over, palm out, you fold your pinky and your ring finger in and just leave your pointer and your middle hanging out there. You put the coin on top of it, and then you flip it over and slam it onto the stack. Flip your whole hand over.
In the technique is figuring... is finding the balance to get the momentum flip back around without... cupping it on your finger
or
dropping your slammer.
Well, that's why you use the shocker technique, because it gives you that pivot point.
You could do that. I mean, yeah. But see, I
just
would,
think about it a little
hey,
bit.
Hey, everybody, he's doing the stinker sign.
So
the stinker Stratton approaches the Pog deck.
I feel like to make Pog more competitive, we could definitely open up more throws than just the tournament throw.
Yeah, I never I primarily...
Except darting.
Yeah. That's
just why are you...
And googly.
No, I'm googling and I'm googly.
You can't googly or dart.
If you're getting all googly with it, then I'm going to just Rochambeau with my challenge coin.
There's a throw in there too. It's called Kenny Kung Fu.
Yeah. Oh,
where Kenny just runs up and kung fu's the deck and it says, oh, I win.
They also suggest that you can flourish by jumping into the air before you slam your pog down.
Like when you play disc golf, then.
This is
you
why,
do have a flourish when you disc golf.
That's my flourish.
I hear
you
a little,
take a little hop.
I hear a little.
Yeah, I mean, like Logan takes a little hop, and I mean, it works for him because he gets the distance. Yeah. So, I mean, nothing against it, but I mean, you have a flourish when you do it.
Yeah, you do.
So I can see you doing that with Pog.
This is why this game is dead. Yeah. I mean, really, like this is why this game is dead.
I mean, it sounds to me like
we all grew up and we're like, this is stupid.
Yeah, I mean, like we probably thought it was dumb, but like we did it.
No, I did think it was dumb. Well, I still kind of think it's dumb.
Well, yeah. You're dumb.
But yeah, I have sat here and played like four or five games tonight. You've
just been fiddling with it over and over.
Yeah, like,
can't do that with any stupid Nolan Ryans, can you?
And guys, you gotta say,
I do have a Nolan Ryan rookie card.
I've got one too somewhere.
A slammer feels good in your hand when you're about to slam that stag.
No.
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 Yeah.
No.
Can't.
You get that. I have a sweet slammer.
This feels good.
Yeah.
I can't.
I had the best slammer in the world come in today. It is a Mortal Kombat 1992 18 karat gold.
So okay,
slammer.
So here's a question. If you were to somehow win the challenge coin off of me, you would use it, wouldn't you?
No, I wouldn't.
Oh, whatever.
I would not because I respect my own rules.
I call 5-day shenanigans on that.
For real.
I respect my own rules, gentlemen.
Oh, see, you hear him? Those are his rules. We're not playing by his rules.
No.
We're playing
1201 prison time.
Yeah, it's prison rule.
If you declare prison rules, that's fine, but I'm not going to bet any pogs in a prison rules match.
No, here are the ground rules, and this is how it's going to be. Okay, so you're going to bring...
In Pogden.
Yeah, Pogden. After Brent's living in a van down by the river.
Yeah.
You guys could just switch rooms, really. I mean, that can't be what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
you will be the maintainer of Pogden.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Brent, I'm sorry.
It's a lot of responsibility.
We're going to have a lot of things to talk about after you listen to this.
When you lose this house.
He's going to be like, what the hell is all the mom jeans?
Yeah.
just kicking the door. I'm like, this is my house now.
Yeah.
Prison rules. So
you didn't know.
You know, like, okay, so here are our rules, and you're going to have to just get over it. I can use that challenge coin.
Yep.
Whatever pogs you put in, you could potentially lose. You got a bunch of cool ones that you want to keep.
I'm fine
right?
with that. I'm right. fine with
and
the betting.
And I'm fine if you're like...
No darting.
Yeah, no darting. I'm fine if you're like, hey, you just want to get together and throw the pogs around. That's fine. We don't have to always bet the pog. Because I got a crap ton of pog that I don't want, that we can put in the set, that we can switch back and forth, and nobody will care.
Yeah.
But like, if you want to go to town for that Goku...
If you
want
to go to Pogden.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we'll pog for it. But, you know, like, there's not going to be any darting.
Or Googling.
Are you afraid of the dart? Is that what that
I'm afraid it's going to damage stuff.
Yeah, I'm afraid it's going to make... because, like, I'm not going to spend any more money on this.
$10 is enough.
Yeah. I mean, like, I'm probably going to try to find my slammer. Then I'll never use that challenge coin. But, like, you know, like, it's... I don't know. I mean, like, I feel like that's enough. And... I don't know. What are your thoughts? What are your thoughts on the rules?
I feel like there needs to be some kind of limitation. Betting agreed upon before the match. That's a gentleman thing to do.
A gentleman's agreement.
Yeah.
Huzzah.
So you either say you bet one or you bet all or you bet none or you bet slammers, whatever. That's fine. That's agreeable.
Yeah.
I just feel like the challenge coin, man, is just too much.
No, it's not too much.
It is too heavy.
No.
It is way too heavy.
What are you basing it off of? Your previous POG experience? Oh, you got none.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm basing it on the fact that you beat Dan in like one go with the challenge coin. Which
Dan
is,
gave up.
Well, not even just that, but it was like, it was a good throw.
Also, not to mention, it throws pogs everywhere when you hit with that thing.
So what?
Because most of your flips are going to come from things flying off the table and not you actually flipping the pog.
Here's a question. Do you pay for this house?
No.
Okay. I'll do what I want. Thank you.
Hey, if we start hosting POG tournaments, though,
People will be afraid.
Hey, Logan. Right. I found your Mortal Kombat POG still in the case unused.
Yeah, this one came that way.
And you took it out?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Because I wanted to
Ian
use it.
Ian is judging you.
A, for having it. B, for taking it out.
A, for having it. Look at your POGs. You got POGs over there.
Yeah, because you gave them to me. And then I won the other ones.
Nerd.
Yeah.
You're all a bunch of losers, yeah. And I'm better than you. Suck it, Bob Dean.
Says the guy who has to go to his parents' house to get his POGs.
Oh.
Well, they're in my old room.
Under his mattress.
No, they're not in my mattress. I have
some risque POGs.
He does. Yeah.
I have swimsuit POGs.
What are they called? Ooh. The bench warmer POGs?
From the movie The Bench Warmers, I think. Or no,
that movie
no.
came out in 2002.
I was about to say,
no, they're
Benchwarmers had pods.
It's like
the movie. Then.
It's like sexy baseball players.
I did not get any.
Wait,
not,
dudes?
No, not dudes.
Yeah, it's like speedos and mustaches all the way.
I can believe it, Josh.
We're getting out of this one. So,
no, that's not fair.
Yeah, we gotta stay on this. So, Josh, how long have you enjoyed men in speedos and mustaches?
Bring out your.
Let me find one. Oh, there we go.
I see one.
Boom.
Got one right there.
Boom.
Yeah. They're just.
Why, yes, he is an attractive man. No, it's actually a hot chick in a swimsuit. Yeah.
I didn't get any of those pogs.
What a surprise.
They were not in my mix.
I even asked him if he wanted one. He was like, of course not.
No.
That is such a 90s bathing suit.
Yep.
I know, right?
90s hair.
Yeah.
90s tan.
90s boobs.
I got Marvel pogs. I'm sure there's some.
I got Marvel.
She looks like that girl from California Dreams.
Yeah.
Sure, there's some dead pogs in here. That's a Deadpool joke.
That was a bad one.
It wasn't funny.
No,
there's Deadpool.
Yeah, well, too bad that the world.
See, I think he totally set that up. Like he told a bad joke.
The whole episode was on that one 5-day joke right there.
Curse you.
Dirty pool,
yeah,
sir.
Mom jeans you, sir.
Dirty pool.
Mom sir. Jeans you.
All right, look, we're going to play POG. And if you're local,
no, we're
if you're local, we're going to take your POG. If you want to send POG, you can send POG. But
yeah, if you found your old stash while listening to this.
If you've got a jail slammer.
You can send them our way.
If you got a jail slammer, record a video of you setting it on fire. And send it to Logan so he cannot know the joy of having one. Because he never played POG. Because
he was one.
Up until a week ago. Also, let us know your rules. Like how you played POG.
Plunk. How'd you play?
Yeah. Tell us.
He plays Prison Rules.
Yes.
Talking to you, Eric Plunk.
Yeah. With your Nintendo POGs.
Nintendo POGs.
Yeah. Let us know how wrong Logan is about the POG. And
so wrong.
Oh, I forgot to mention Josh's stupid house rule of if you miss, you get to go till you hit the stack.
A fault. It's a fault.
No.
Yeah, I mean, we do that in disc golf. It's called a mulligan.
Yeah.
You don't get a mulligan in POG. You don't get mulligans when chips are on the line, man. When POGs are on the line.
We didn't bet chips.
No
do-overs. We're just playing around. We didn't play for keeps.
Yeah, you weren't playing for keeps, so I don't see what the problem is.
House rules. There. Pogger. Logan, you're just bitter.
Yeah, why you gotta hate on everybody?
Wait, I'm better? I'm better at POGs?
Bitcher.
No,
better.
Bitcher.
I heard better.
Bob Dean.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
Better.
That is not
it's true. Sorry. I totally screwed that up. I was gonna go somewhere with it, and I missed the beat.
Logan, if you're not too bitter, what's your jam of the week?
My jam of the week this week, I'm gonna say tentatively Dark Souls 3.
What do you mean tentatively?
It's getting good reviews.
Because the last time I was like, this video game is awesome, the second half turned out to suck, a la Metal Gear Solid
5. Yeah, I remember that. I didn't play it, but I remember that.
But Dark Souls 3 has been really fun so far in the time that I've gotten to play it.
You going to write a review?
Probably
not. Of course not.
I don't have time to write reviews
anymore,
man. You
going to finish, your other thing?
I don't have time for things like that, James. I have a real grown-up adult job now.
So now I'll never make it
the...
now that's what I call kids
Shrek.
Bop. Shrek or whatever, yeah. You were supposed to do a kids bop.
I was, but that
you,
did not happen.
You don't have a grown-up job. You just get paid grown-up money.
I have a grown-up job. I work 40 hours a week.
I work 55.
He's got a super grown-up job.
So does James.
That's who he's talking about.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He's talking about James.
And so do I.
And that's just average.
You sit
I usually
in a chair for 40 hours a week.
And? Which point?
Okay, Ian, what's your jam?
My jam was the jam that I forgot last week, which is Trailer Park Boys, season 10.
Yeah.
Finished it up a while back. Should have been last week, but I forgot it. And it's great if you haven't watched it. It's one of the better seasons of the entire series. Incredibly funny. A lot of guest stars that show up and play big roles. I think it's the first time that I can remember that they've actually had very well-known celebrity.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Guests that have shown up that I can remember. I could be wrong.
Okay.
But three in particular that show up that are very popular and incredibly funny. They did a wonderful job with this season.
It's a funny show.
It really is a funny show.
Yeah, it's a pretty funny show.
And it's amazing that it has gone on as long as it has.
Yeah.
Little known trivia is that Ellen Page got her start on Trailer Park Boys.
What?
Yep. Go check her IMDb. She was in a episode or two of one of the very beginning original seasons.
That's like, wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah. It's like the niece or something of Julian or Ricky. I can't remember.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I'll have to go watch that now.
Yeah.
Trailer Park Boys. Mr. Stratton.
I have two jams and an anti-jam real quick.
Go.
First jam is how awesome it is that Gov has to go doing Mom Jeans everything this week.
Yep.
Like that.
Shout out to the Gov. You're our jam of the week. Group jam of the week is the Gov.
It was good to see him.
For this
Mom Jeans. Real jam, though, Ratchet and Clank the game. Play the game that's based on the movie that's based on a game.
Wait, there was a Ratchet and Clank movie?
Well, the movie comes out at the end of the month.
Yeah, yeah.
The game came out this week, didn't
it? Yeah, the game came out
That makes
Tuesday.
My brain hurt.
No, what they did is they did like a PlayStation 4 build and they tinkered a little bit with the puzzles and stuff.
Yeah.
It's basically an HD remake of the original, but they've tweaked it. And they've changed enough of it and kind of, I'm assuming, I haven't gotten far enough into it, boy, they've changed the storyline to follow the movie. And I haven't seen the movie because it's
not
out yet.
Right, it's not out yet.
So it's going to follow the movie a little closer, I'm assuming. But, you know. It's just
like a theatrical?
Yeah.
Like in theaters.
In theaters, April, I think, 29th?
Yeah.
Karth is not getting this.
Oh, no, it's a Sony movie. It's a major release.
Yeah.
Are you kidding? I had no idea.
They've not advertised well for that. I've seen a couple
like
trailers.
They got the original voiceover actors to do the movie.
Yeah.
And then they added some big names like Stallone, Paul Giamatti, and Rosario Dawson or something in it. But yeah, it's basically they turned the first game into a movie.
Hmm.
And I'm super excited about it.
You got a new game out of it.
Yeah. Well, I got a remake of the original. But anti-jam is that I'm leaving.
Bye.
For a while. Maybe.
Maybe. It
just depends on how the scheduling works out.
The work.
I got to go to Sykeston, Missouri for 5 weeks.
You're going
to
eat a whole lot of rolls.
Nope. I am not setting foot in Lambert's.
I don't blame you.
You should find somebody to play Pog with out there.
We should road trip up to your hotel and record.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
It's only 3 hours away.
Yeah, it's not far. Anyway. All right. Make sure you keep checking out JustUsGeeks.com for your daily dose of everything geek, from tech to Transformers, TV, music, video games, news, reviews, and more. You can find it all every single day and week over at JustUsGeeks.com. All right. Say goodnight, everybody.
Good night, everybody. Oh, man, my mic's off.